So how do you feel about the love of men's lives, Rihanna, being pregnant with A$AP Rocky's child?
The love of men's life.
I could keep seeing memes of people being like, we've lost another one, boys.
What the hell? Simp Nation joining in for some memes?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whether you're a Rihanna fan or not, how do you feel about it?
So, A$AP Rocky. I haven't even heard about this. This is breaking news to me. This is
a fresh
reaction.
It's TMZ.
Yeah, I'm a little bit rattled here. So, A$AP Rocky got Rihanna pregnant. That's what you're telling
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I only know A$AP Rocky from one song.
I mean, same. But yeah. I know who he is. I know who Rihanna is.
Yeah, so good for them.
Yeah, happy for them.
Were they married?
They weren't married, no, but they were together for a couple years. I feel like they, I don't know, they've also known each other for quite some time.
Christians revolt.
Oh my God. Welcome back to Paranormal, everyone. Your favorite non-Christian paranormal podcast. I'm Nicolina.
I'm Cody Crane.
Cody Crane. And I started off the episode with some celebrity gossip news just because, well, this episode is going to be a hometown haunts episode, but a little bit different than normal hometown haunts where we get like user submitted stories, or like sometimes we'll do Reddit stories. This one's going to be celebrity haunts. So I've got like which I felt like was the right theme for Cody since he's so famous. I thought that he would be able to add some insight into these celebrities' hauntings, and I wanted to get his reactions to them.
All right, I'm ready for fresh reactions. Here's what I want to. Okay.
Okay.
This is what I want. I don't know if you're going to be like preface with like, this is who this person is. I want to try to see if I can, if I know them.
Okay. I'm going to have to edit out the name when I read, but that's fine. That's totally fine. I like it.
Wait, edit out the, okay, yeah, now I get it,
Yeah, like if you want to guess, you're going to guess who
I'll
it is.
I'll guess what
like,
celebrity this is.
Yeah, guess who you think it might be.
Yes, okay.
I like this.
This is amazing. See, the thing with like celebrity ghost stories.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for us ghost believers. It's never like A-lister or anything. It's always someone that's like spiraling out of control.
Like, see, I've tried to narrow it down to like some may be questionable, but a few on these are, you know, they seem pretty level-headed people.
Yeah, it's always like, but like the ones you hear, it's like, did you know Gary Busey believes in ghosts? I'm like, probably. That's supposed
Gary Busey probably thinks he is a ghost, so that's not surprising.
I remember watching, there was like, did you watch the show too? Maybe some of these stories might be from the show, I don't know. But there was like the celebrity haunting show where they had a different celebrity and they brought them back to where they saw a ghost or whatever.
I think I've heard of this. I believe, wasn't Kesha on that one?
Oh yeah, I know that Kesha believes in ghosts too. That was a big one.
Yeah, she has her own podcast, which I'm not plugging, but she does.
Didn't know that. That's breaking news to me too.
She has her own paranormal podcast, yeah.
What the hell? Move over, Kesha. It's time for the guy from Ghosts to take over.
Yeah. So she does, and I think she was either on an episode of that, or she had her own episode of Ghost Hunters,
that,
possibly?
Sounds familiar. I mean, I only watched one, and
okay.
I remember...
She was in a hotel. She was recounting when she was in a hotel, and she had this experience. So which one did you see?
I watched one with someone in a hotel too, but it wasn't. I didn't watch a Kesha one. I watched the celebrity for the one episode that I watched was Michael Madsen. And I was like, yes, this man is insane. I believe it before this. This is not a good look for us ghost believers. We don't want Gary Busey, Michael Madsen. We don't want these guys on our side. We want just like, if someone was like, oh, Angelina Jolie, you know, I'd be like, oh, yes, okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah, I've got a few on that kind of, maybe not Angelina Jolie, but like on that level. There's 50 stories here. So like, we've got quite a collection of various celebrities and I'm not sure what their like stability is, but like I feel like they're fairly stable people.
Okay, I'm ready for this. This is like our version of the Masked Singer. This is amazing.
This is amazing, actually. Okay, so I know I'm gonna fuck this up and say a last name or something. Okay,
that would be a hint.
It'll be a little hint. Yeah. There may be multiple members of this person's family. I may have to drop some hints at the end. I might have to give you some hints. Okay, so here we go. I got all of these stories from MarieClaire.com, so that will give you some context to which celebrities they potentially right. featured in this. So,
okay.
In an interview with LUK, blank revealed the London flat she was staying in during her 2009 European tour was haunted. It was seriously so terrifying. It used to be an old bakery and they turned it into an apartment building. And I was having really crazy dreams and really scary things. And one night, my little sister, it sounds crazy to tell you, but she was standing in the shower and all of a sudden I hear her scream. I run in there and the water had somehow flipped to hot, but it wasn't like the water had just changed. The knob had turned, but she hadn't turned it, and it was burning her. She was really red. Before I felt this, I thought I had seen a little boy sitting on the sink watching me take a shower, so I felt really freaked out. I was sitting there the next night, and maybe I'm crazy, but I could have sworn I could see this little boy sitting there on the sink kicking his feet. My mom was getting mad that we were looking into it because she thought it was going to scare her sister. So then my aunt, who we hadn't told about this, comes in and she starts freaking out. She's like, I had no idea what happened, but I left the apartment and I came back and all the doors and windows were open. I locked the apartment. I'm like, tell my mom. She doesn't believe that anything is happening in the apartment. So she told her and I'm like, Mom, see, I'm not making this up. 3 or 4 more things happened that after that. I will never stay there ever again. When we started looking into it, we found out that this guy and his son, this guy who owned the bakery, it was one of these where the dad owns it. And there was this older man that owned it and his son lived with him there. And I guess the wife died or something. She had gotten sick. So it was just the son and the dad that lived there in the bakery. And then the dad died and the son took over the bakery and I thought I was seeing the son. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit confused because they were on a European tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is where they stayed during the European tour? That's the thing?
Yeah, they stayed in an apartment during their European tour in London.
There, too. Man, this is interesting, too, because this is a pretty violent haunting. Like, their sister's just...
It's pretty aggressive. He's just trying to burn her sister.
Yeah. And watch, the little kids just watching people shower?
Yeah, that's creeps.
This is a tough one for... I mean, who would be touring with their little sister and their whole family?
Think about it. It's a family of musician-type people-ish.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, okay, I proved that I'm out of the gossip loop already at the start of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, who is touring with their sister? Who has a...
I can give you some clues if you'd like.
Is this like... No, it wouldn't be that. Yeah, give me a clue. I need a clue.
Okay, you need a clue. She has a very famous father, and she starred in a Disney show.
Oh, this is... Wait, why would Miley Cyrus have, like, a She has a little sister. Oh, yeah, she does have a sister.
Noah.
That sings.
I had to blank her name out because I thought you were going to get it from that.
What the hell? So, friggin' Miley's getting haunted here. People are watching her shower. They're burning little Noah Cyrus.
Yeah, burning Noah Cyrus.
What's Noah have to say about this?
I'd like to know as well. I think she was maybe at this interview, she was too young, but I feel like there needs to be a follow-up to that incident.
Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of it. We need Noah Cyrus on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of Noah, actually. I saw her live, not intentionally, but she opened for someone I went to see, and she was good.
Do I get points for this? I win?
I mean, sure. I feel like those, I feel like you get a point if you get it without me having to give you.
Oh, so I don't get a point?
But I don't think that's ever going to happen. I'll give you, out of three, you got 2 points.
Well, I forgot that Miley had a sister, for one. I don't think I've ever heard their music.
Okay. So, does that give you less points?
No. Give me 2 points. Sorry, I'm not arguing.
Okay, you get 2 points.
2 points. Let me
3 points.
That down.
3 points if you... I'm writing it down, too. Okay. 3 points if you get it without me giving you a clue. 2 points if I don't have to give you more than 3 clues.
Hey, that was a 1 clue. That was a good clue.
I gave you 2 clues. I gave you her dad's famous and she was on Disney Channel.
Oh, right. I didn't need that part.
Yeah.
Dad's okay. Famous? There's only one dad that's famous. Billy Ray.
No way. No yep. way. Okay. Here's another one. This is a tough one, and I don't even know if you're going to get it, but we'll try it out.
I might not even know the name if you told me it.
You might not. You might not. We'll see. Should I at least set it up with if they're like an actor, a musician, or whatever first?
Yeah.
That might help, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that
so this is a singer. It's a singer.
Okay.
Okay. Really narrows things down.
Yeah. Now my brain's wheeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Blank claimed in a 2011 interview that she's seen her late mother's spirit. Her energy is still there. I've actually seen my mother in the house, she said. I think she was letting me know that she was all right. There was a lovely smell. I used to think my mom abandoned me when she died. Maybe she was telling me she hadn't, Blank commented. My biggest problem is I feel lonely, especially at night. I always had a fear of being alone, and now I am. She continues, everybody died and left me by myself. There was one period within a few years where my dad, my uncle, my sister, then my mom died. It's as if I was working with a few building blocks and those blocks were scattered and I had to find them one by one. All right, now we're just sad. That's
contrast from the other story. No one's burnt up or nothing.
No, just a mom, just a friendly mom haunt.
I mean, yeah, this is the kind of one where I'd be like, yeah, I guess an A-lister would say that. The thing is, like, if I become more famous, right, if this life really takes off for me.
Yeah.
I might have to not say I believe in ghosts anymore.
Why?
Negative connotation, you know? Like, people are like, oh, yeah, this guy's...
Oh, it's going to make you look, like, suspicious?
Yeah, like, I'm up to something. They're like, he doesn't believe in ghosts. He's up to something.
Okay, I feel like you need a lot of hints for that one, though.
Yeah. Because
that was pretty vague. That was super vague.
I know it's a singer and someone that's mom died.
They got their fame late in life. And fame, I use the word fame loosely. They're definitely not what I would consider an A-lister. But they are in my heart. They were on a famous reality show to win a competition.
Singer, late in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I keep on...
The video of them went viral when they did their audition.
Oh my God. It must be Susan Boyle.
It is Susan Boyle! I'll give you 1 point for that because that was hard.
I deserve a million points for that.
You deserve a million points for that one, yeah.
People but at yeah, home probably had it right away. They're like, oh, yeah, Susan Boyle and all that.
No clues. They knew right away.
Yeah, no clues needed. Wow, I got it. Susan Boyle. Uh-huh. Now, that's someone that I know little about other than they believe in ghosts now. I know that.
There you go. Learn something new about Susan Boyle every day. Okay, so this is another singer and A-lister. So, setting that up.
These are all singers.
Yeah, a lot of them are, yeah. In a 2013 interview with Complex, Blank was asked if she had ever seen an alien. She replied, "Not an alien, but I've had a ghost demon experience. We were in Kansas City a few weeks ago and went to this haunted castle and were so excited. The next night, we wanted to go to Stull Cemetery, which is known as one of the seven gates to hell on earth." We actually, I think, did something on this cemetery. Anyway, which is known as, the seven gates to hell on earth. "The Pope won't fly over it." Oh, "I felt this sick, overwhelming feeling of negativity over the whole car, and we smelled sulfur, which is the sign of a demon, and there was a fly in the car randomly, which is another sign of a demon. I was like, this is scary, let's leave. I rolled down the window before we left and said, we apologize, we didn't mean to disrupt your peace. Then I took a picture and there were three super distinct faces in the picture. They're faces of textbook demons. I deleted it. The next day I tried to send the picture to my manager and it said, this file can't be sent. It's 666 megabytes. I'm not kidding. I used to have a folder called Demons that had pictures with all the screen caps in it. But then weird things started happening to me, so I deleted it." She then goes on to explain more terrifying things that started to happen to her.
What the hell? This is a dark turn again. Susan Boyle tried to just, like, depress us or something. I don't know. This is another one of fear. The Pope won't go over top of this cemetery.
Yeah, they won't go over top of the cemetery. She also has more, like a whole thing about demons, like a whole article written about her experiences.
How does one avoid that route, though? Like, I guess you can avoid that route, but if you're going to go over that cemetery, you would think the pilot would be like, the Pope's not going to know that we went over it. Let's just fly over it. It's the fastest route.
I mean, I don't think she was... I think she was just saying, like, that it's that demonic, that the Pope doesn't want to be affected.
Is that a saying? It's like, the Pope wouldn't even go over this.
I don't know. I was kind of... didn't really understand the quote, into like, the phrase until I read it again in my mind. And I was like, oh, wow, the Pope won't even... engage in that area because he's afraid of what could happen if he was to be near it. He might burst into flames or something. All right. Do you need some clues?
Well, I think this is Kesha.
Oh, it's close, but not quite. She's a little bit more famous than Kesha.
More famous than Kesha?
More famous than Kesha.
My God. This is someone that went really deep into it, so I was like, wow, they were really passionate about it. The only one that I've like publicly seen like talk about it on talk shows and stuff is Kesha.
Yeah, like this one more... is a little surprising just because I wouldn't really consider her to be like that quirky of a person. So yeah, quirky. It's interesting that I find Kesha to be a little bit quirky and like interviews and like her personality is a little bit quirkier. This one is more kind of professional, serious. I mean, she, yeah.
I'll take one hint here.
Okay, she, this is just going to give it away. I don't know if I should do it. She dated Pete Davidson.
Ariana Grande?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is an A-lister.
That is a top A-lister right there.
Host or judge on The Voice? That's a surprising one too, I guess. Like pretty deep in there. But also, I mean, I gotta say, I'm uncomfortable with all this Pete Davidson business.
I think everyone is.
I don't like it. I don't like this Machine Gun Kelly business. I don't like his friend. I don't like the friend group. I don't like Travis Barker.
Are they related? The Machine Gun Kelly thing and Pete Davidson? Are they somehow intertwined?
They're good friends. They do interviews together. They're good friends. I don't know. There's something just gross about all of this. Pete Davidson, I don't want to throw shade at him, but he's one of those guys where you're like, well, why is this guy at the top of the game here?
I honestly agree completely. I have no idea. I don't find him humorous. I don't think he has great comedic timing. He's an okay actor. I'll give him that.
What, just because of King of Staten Island?
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that movie was good.
Yeah.
But he was just Pete Davidson.
But that's the thing, he was just playing himself, so I don't know if that was any acting was involved.
Someone went to him, he's got a team, obviously.
Totally.
He's become a public figure more than a performer at this point.
He really has, yeah. Yeah.
So he's got a team that's like, that's your brand, you're Pete Davidson, you just do that.
You date attractive female celebrities and make average jokes on the Jonas Brothers roast.
You watched the Jonas Brothers roast?
I did. It was bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine watching it.
I wouldn't imagine watching it, period.
I can't imagine myself doing so, but now I'll have to.
Yeah, I just did just to talk about it, really.
I saw it last night and I was like, I don't know what this is, and skipped over it.
I also really love Sophie Turner and I find her entertaining and funny, but everything was so staged that I was like, ugh, she can't even be authentically her normal, natural, funny self. So I didn't like it.
Yeah. I'm a Jonas Brothers head though too.
Big Cake by the Ocean fan?
Yeah. Well, that's just Joe's.
Oh, so. True. My bad.
Okay.
So, okay. Come on. Sucker?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
I forget what the old one.
I like all their songs, to be honest. All the ones they've released. Their earlier stuff, not so much, but their midway through their career, I liked it.
Oh, yeah, Burning Up.
Burning Up.
You like that one?
I like Burning
Up. Burning Up with you, baby.
Oh, yeah. What a Man Gotta Do? That is a banger.
I don't know that one, but
It's newer.
I assume it goes like, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a man. That one? That's the Jonas Brothers?
Exactly. Oh, shit.
What is this pod going to turn out to be?
I'm not sure. Okay. We got to move on. Let's move on. Not talk about the Jonas Brothers anymore. Unless they're on this list. I don't know if they are. Okay. So this one is a little... She's an actress. I would consider her like a B-minus lister.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's going to give something away right at the beginning.
That's fine. Okay. I'm interested in these stories so far because Ariana Grande and Miley Cyrus are getting into some real deep, dark, demonic shit.
They really...
And they're the famous one. You know, there's all of these conspiracy theories about, people selling their souls to get famous and everything like that. All this demon theory. I'm sure there's a couple of your listeners that believe in it. There might be one or two.
There might be.
And this is going to fuel their fire.
But don't you think that if they knew about... I mean, I don't think they'd be talking about it in this way if they actually knew about demons and they had sold their souls to them, they wouldn't be like, oh, and they also haunt me.
That's true.
Like, they wouldn't be haunting them. They'd be fine.
Christians
with
them. Are on standby.
Okay. All right, here we go. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star clearly has her own ghost slaying to do. In 2003, Blank claimed she lived in a haunted house, but she didn't mind. I have a ghost in my house. I saw him a couple of months ago. I don't think he died there because there's a law in LA that when you buy a house, if somebody's died there, they have to disclose that, and nobody did. So I don't know why he's here, but he's very friendly. My friend saw him first one night. She said, I don't mean to alarm you, but I just saw a man follow us out of the house. And I said, well, at least he's gentlemanly. He let us go out first. However, that was not the last time she saw the spirit. She continues, later that night, I saw the silhouette of a man standing in the bathroom doorway. I was like, sweetie, what are you doing? I thought it was her fiance, but then I looked and he was asleep next to her. I'd love to get his name. I'm thinking of putting a little chalkboard where I think he lives to see if he will write his name down. So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer star.
Yeah, it's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, it's not.
What?
0 points. 0 points. You should know who Sarah Michelle Gellar's husband is.
Oh, wait. Did it say male?
No, it's a female. It's a girl. There's another Buffy the Vampire Slayer star who also grew to stardom.
Yeah, is it... who's the first one? Is it Christy Swanson or something like that?
Mm-mm. She was also in... And you're getting 0 points for this. She was also in American Pie and Allison Hannigan. Yes.
I was going to say Allison Hannigan was going to be my second choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What stopped you?
Well, because you said there's another Buffy the Vampire Slayer star, and I was like, oh, I guess the star of the movie one.
Oh, no.
No. You threw me off. That was my second choice. Was
okay.
Allison Hannigan.
Okay. Fair
enough. Then you started bringing up Freddie Prinze Jr. I don't know.
Okay. So this one, another one, it's not he or she, it's they are a singer. And they said that they saw their first ghost when they were 8 years old. I totally believe in ghosts. They revealed on Mac at Night radio show in 2011. I saw a little girl. She was dressed like she was from the 1800s and was standing in my closet. They also told BuzzFeed in 2013, I go ghost hunting. My house in Texas is so ridiculously haunted. Not by bad spirits, but a little girl. I think her name is Emily. I've had a medium come over and ghost hunters, and they both told me the same name, Emily. There were so many times that I saw her when I was growing up. I saw her in my closet one time when I was 3 years old. My mom caught me talking to something by myself. She asked, who are you talking to? And I said, my best friend, Emily. She's playful. She'd probably be around 11 or 12 years old, maybe younger. One of my friends, Tucker, came over one time and he asked, so your house is haunted? I said, yeah, just watch. Something will happen. Something always happens. We started to watch a movie when all of a sudden a laptop in my kitchen started to play a movie also. It was a black screen before, so it was a question of who turned it on and hit play. And after that, Tucker texted a friend, I think this house is haunted. A movie just turned on by itself. And there was a glitch in his phone that kept texting him back the word definitely over and over again. That happened about 30 times. There was another time when my uncle was in the living room watching TV and a balloon came down the stairs and turned around on the banister. I have crazy footage of just orbs flying around through the air. It's crazy stuff.
So they really believe in it. They're all in, and they've had a lot of experiences.
They've had tons,
Yeah, I think that I have this one.
Okay.
No clue needed. Okay. 3 points on the board. Demi Lovato.
Hell yeah. There you go. You got it.
Boom!
Boom.
Boom.
It's a Demi.
Everyone, be impressed.
So how do you feel about that one? You... surprised Demi Lovato has had ghostly experiences?
You know, they have like a whole alien show now.
Do they?
Yeah, they have this whole like alien show and everything like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you started one of the other stories, the one about the cemetery that not even the Pope would fly over.
Yeah.
You started, they were asked about aliens. I was like, oh, it's going to be Demi Lovato. And then they said, no, but this. Yeah, Demi Lovato is like full on.
Full blown, eh?
full-blown aliens. Didn't know about the ghosts, but just hearing the friend's name being Tucker, I knew it had to be Demi.
Why?
No.
Only Demi Lovato has a friend named Tucker.
No, the non-binary was a big...
Thing. That would have probably given it away, I thought, but...
Honestly, if it wasn't Demi Lovato, I didn't know anyone else.
No, I know.
That's
I know.
A singer.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, this one is an actor, and it's a short one, but...
Okay, Michael Madsen.
No, he's a beloved actor, and that's why I'm doing this one, because I believe everything this man says. I'm going to believe.
Tom Hanks.
No, close.
Chet Hanks.
No, wait. Okay.
I believe everything that this man says, and then me yelling Chet Hanks as an exclusive clip.
Okay. Okay. I have to catch up on like 13 clips from the last 10 episodes we've done. Okay. So he claims he saw a ghost when he was a child after moving to New York City. I'm probably like 6-7 years old. We'd come from Australia. Renata, our nanny, in the bedroom. My sister is asleep. She's sitting over there. I'm hanging out. There was a doorway, and all of a sudden, this jacket comes waving through the doorway. This empty jacket. There's no body. There's no legs. It's just there. And then it disappears. He explained on Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2014. I was a little kid and thought, okay, that's interesting. And I looked over at the nanny, and she was making this terrified face. I'm like, oh, wow, so that was real. So, yeah, who do you think?
It's interesting, the jacket just disappeared. I thought it would have just, it wasn't even a real, it was a ghost jacket.
It was a ghost jacket, yeah.
Beloved actor, Australian.
No, not Australian.
Well, moved to New York from Australia.
Maybe he lived there for some time, yes. But,
he doesn't have an Australian accent.
No, and he's like a beloved Canadian actor.
Beloved Canadian actor.
Mm-hmm.
Male.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three.
There are only three. There are only three, so we'll see if it's the last one you pick, or the first one, or the second.
There's the two Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's Seth Rogen.
No. No, no. You've missed. You're missing.
It's one of the two Ryans.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm missing. Okay.
You're missing a beloved actor. Yeah.
Ooh, who's beloved? Not Mike Myers. He's not. No one likes him. Sorry. Mike Myers is. I don't want all your listeners to be like, oh, I like Wayne's World. Yeah, I do too. But like, the guy's a little weird. He probably believes in ghosts, though, honestly.
He's not on this list, but he probably does believe in ghosts. Yeah.
Aykroyd. He believes in ghosts.
He does, but that's not who it is.
I already got it. He's Canadian. Beloved Canadian actor. I don't know.
You want more?
Kiefer Sutherland.
No, he's not full Canadian. He's half Canadian. He's also half
it's
Hawaiian.
Oh, Keanu.
Yes. Yes. There it is.
Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe Keanu saw ghost jackets.
Me too. I believe
around
it.
His house.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a nice person to have on our side.
I agree.
Keanu.
I agree. I told you I was going to pick some good. There's a good list of people here. I believe a lot of these people. I believe in a lot of these people.
Ariana and Miley's tough because, like, I trust them, but they're also like. They got their childhoods taken away, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know what that does to a person.
I don't know what that does to you either, really.
Yeah, I
mean.
And Susan Boyle, I don't know anything about. You imagine being like, they're like, oh yeah, you believe in ghosts? Who else believes in ghosts? Name a celebrity. You're like, well, Susan Boyle. Okay.
Well, in that case, You must be right. Okay. I've got one, and we brought this person up on the podcast not too long ago. He is an actor, and apparently he certainly believes in ghosts, and even bought a serial killer's home as inspiration for a book.
Oh my God.
He once lived in the most haunted house in America, the LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans. Used to belong to Madame LaLaurie, a well-known 19th century socialite and serial killer. I bought it in 2007, figuring it would be a good place in which to write the great American horror novel. I didn't get too far with the novel. That's it.
Oh. I don't know. I feel like there's people that I know are, like, obsessed with, like, serial killers.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like, that are celebrities. Like, I know specifically, but it's not Singer. I know the lead singer of Korn is really, like, into...
I don't even know that person's name.
Jonathan Davis.
Okay. I'll forget.
Who else is a big...
This is an actor, though. This is an actor.
Yeah,
and
I need a clue.
You may have... You had him in our Fuck, Marry, Kill last episode.
Oh, my God.
There's only three to choose from.
And I'm only remembering Nicolas Cage.
And that's who it is.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, doesn't surprise me either.
That's one where you wouldn't mention that one. You'd be like, people...
Yeah, let's not. Move past that one.
It's funny, the last two you've done have been two people I've met, Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves.
There you go, yeah.
And we didn't talk about ghosts.
But you should have, now you know, next time you see them.
Yeah,
talk
next
about
time.
Ghosts.
I'll be like, we got a little familiarity, I'll go over, I'll ask about the ghosts, I'll be like, hey, your serial killer house.
Yeah. Which is, now I'm going to do a story on that house, for sure.
Yeah. Well, does he still own it, I wonder?
I don't know.
I feel like...
I don't think he's trying to write this book anymore, so he's probably like, you know what? I don't need to live in this house.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't need to live in a serial killer's house if I'm not getting inspiration, so...
Listen, Nicolas Cage, don't blame the house for you getting writer's block, okay?
It's true.
He just didn't finish that book, and now he's trying to blame it on ghosts. I know it.
He's just a lazy son of a bitch, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know what the theme here is? That there's a lot of Italians in the mix here with...
I'm not surprised by that.
We're all suckers.
We're all suckers for the otherworldly. Okay, I don't think this person is Italian, but I could be wrong, actually.
Well, we got Nicolas Cage and we got Ariana, right?
Yeah, okay. So this is an actress, and she says, according to US Weekly in 2008, she revealed she had a terrifying experience with a ghost during her childhood. I felt this pressure and I couldn't get up. I couldn't scream. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything, she said. Something definitely took the covers off me and I definitely couldn't get out of bed. And then once I did, I screamed, ran to my parents' room, and I don't think I spent many nights in that house ever again. Okay, there's like no context there, so I feel like I definitely need to give you some hints.
Yeah. Which actor was a child once?
Pretty much. I'm going to assume probably like 80%. But she is very famous. She was, I think, she was the sexiest woman alive for a long time.
Year after year.
I think just boys had her poster in their lockers when I was growing up. Like, they loved her.
Posters in the lockers?
Yeah. Or in their rooms? I don't know.
When you were growing up? Marilyn Monroe?
Zing. No. She also owns a startup for baby products.
Baby products. Oh, there's that freaking... No one had a poster of Gwyneth Paltrow in their locker.
It's not Gwyneth Paltrow. It's not. I know that.
No one did,
and it's not Gwyneth Paltrow, so... but close in, like, it's kind of a... It's like Goop for babies. She just IPO'd this company. It's, like, doing very well.
You're telling me that people in your class had posters of Rachel Ray in their...
Are you Googling who's got company? What are you thinking right now?
No, I'm not Googling anything. It's on the top of my head. Those are the only baby food people I know.
Okay, well, you're getting 0 points if I give you another clue.
What the hell?
That was a big clue.
Baby food?
It's a whole baby enterprise. It's not just baby food.
Isn't that Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, stop. It's not.
Who the hell? What kind of school did you go to that they all had just Oprah in their locker, all the teenage boys?
Oh, man. It was a very entrepreneurial school, okay? No, she was in the Academy Award nominated movie Honey.
Honey? Oh, Halle Berry?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't Academy Award.
Oh, no. That's the Jessica Alba. That's the Jessica Alba movie.
Yes, there you go.
I was thinking of the new movie that Halle Berry's like a boxer in that just came out.
Oh, no. Didn't know that one. Don't know.
But Honey, yeah, the Jessica Alba movie. All the teenage boys had Honey posters.
Pretty much. They were jerking off to them for sure.
Oh my god. And Good Luck Chuck?
I wasn't going to say that one because that was like the biggest giveaway. To me, anyway.
That's your Jessica Alba.
That's movie. My biggest giveaway.
Good Luck
Big
Chuck.
Big, what's his face? Now I can't even. Dane Cook fan. Big Dane Cook fan. Saw him live. Watched all of his stand up. And I know a lot of people don't like him, but I like him.
Well, people like him now because his brother screwed him out of all that money.
I didn't know the story. What money?
Yeah, like, basically, the person in charge of Dane Cook's, like, finances, like, back in the day was his brother, and he was, like, siphoning the money or whatever. So all of this money that Dane Cook like made throughout the years when he was like the biggest comedian, because at one point
guy.
He was like the big name, like he doesn't have like any money anymore or whatever.
That fucking sucks.
His own brother like stole it from him or whatever, something like that.
Was he like, what did he use it for? Did he not notice? He just didn't have much, like, that money was just leaving his accounts? Like,
Well, it wasn't leaving his accounts because it was, like, going to, like, his brother, like, sort it out or whatever, and his brother was, like, giving him some. I don't know.
Mm. Got it.
There's, like, a sit-down with him. I think maybe Tom Segura is interviewing him about it, I think.
Who?
Tom Segura.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Tom Segura?
No.
Go on to Netflix tonight.
Okay.
And watch a Tom Segura special.
Okay.
Anyone. And then get back
I may know who it is.
Well, watch one anyways. Even if you're like,
I'm going to. Is he have like a very dry sense of humor? No.
No.
I just had
I've
to type in
live.
Tom S.
Yeah.
And he came up. Oh, yes. I know who that is. Yes. Okay.
Well, watch
Fair
one
enough.
Anyways.
I will. Okay. We've got one more here. I'll give you 1 point for. No, you don't get a point for that one. You didn't know she had the Honest Company. I
had no. Oh, I do know that now. But I vaguely know that. It wouldn't come to me because she was like the replacement for the one season of Celebrity Apprentice, right? It's Schwarzenegger and it's Jessica Alba and it's one other person.
I never watched Celebrity Apprentice, but that makes a little bit of sense now.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's like the main guy, and then Jessica Alba is like the, in the bullshit era of it, it was like his loser sons were the two side ones, right?
Oh.
But in this one, it's like Jessica Alba and someone else. I don't remember who the other person was. Remember, she was in that horror movie, too. That's the one you should have said on theme.
What horror movie?
What was it? The Eye? Something like that? Was it The Eye?
I never saw that one.
Okay.
I feel like she was also... Recording. Was she in Chainsaw? No, that was Jessica Biel.
Yeah. The next one's going to be Jessica Biel, this next story.
No, it's not. It's going to be someone, and you're going to be like, yep. It's a male actor. And he is the creator and star of a very famous movie series related to ghosts as well. And he revealed to Esquire that he has had several experiences with ghosts. He saw things moving around on his counter and doors swinging open and closing. The staff also had experiences, direct contact in terms of tactile touching, and then turning around and there's no one there. Somebody crawled in bed with me once, he said. I was alone in the house and decided to take a nap. I closed the door to the bedroom, but didn't lock it. I woke up in this kind of trance where you don't know whether you're sleeping or not. It's what the abductee feels when he's being taken. I saw the door open and I rolled over and looked at the bed. And I saw the depression in the mattress, like somebody was getting in there, and I thought, I'm just going to go roll over and snuggle up next to it. That's it.
What?
Yeah.
This is insane. Wait, it was talking about people being up on the counter and then it's in a restaurant. Like, this thing was all over the place. Then he's snuggling.
He snuggled with it, yeah. I think they're varying experiences. I believe the first part was on set, a ghost of some kind. But yeah, they have... He's had several experiences, and he is the star and creator of a very famous paranormal-type movie.
This is Aykroyd.
Yeah, this is Aykroyd.
Who else would it possibly be?
3 points for you.
I got 3 points with Aykroyd and Demi Lovato. Let's not forget about this tonight, everyone. If you're going to take anything away from this podcast...
It's that Cody knows his creators of paranormal... trilogy movies, or I guess it's more than trilogy, but whatever.
Yeah.
Is it a trilogy now?
I guess this new one, it ties in, so.
Ties in? So I haven't seen it, but.
Yeah, it ties in. So, yeah, that, I don't know why Aykroyd's going around snuggling ghosts.
Yeah, that was surprising. I didn't know that about him.
I'm surprised that story didn't have a plug for Crystal Head Vodka in it. I saw an apparition up on my counter beside my Crystal Head Vodka.
I just want to know the end of that story.
I guess he just went to bed. He fell asleep.
He just was like, you know what? I'm going to snuggle the demon and then it's just going to love me. And that's it.
Yeah. And they're still married to this day.
And they're still happy to this day. Yeah. Some say they're still snuggling to this day.
What a game this was. I think I won.
I mean, you got out of 7. Mm. You got... So that's 7 times 3. So 21 points.
21, yeah. Possible of 21. So okay.
Out of 21, you got 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, 12. You got
60%. You didn't have to laugh when you said my...
We'll do another one of these. We've got like another 50 to go through. So we'll do it next time. Hometown Haunts. We'll do the other ones.
Try to top my score.
Yeah, we'll have to gamify this.
Yeah. I hope it was coherent for everyone and they were guessing along. And if they were maybe they beat me and they can tweet that.
Yeah, tally your scores, guys, scores, and send it in. Tell me if you beat Cody and don't lie.
Yeah, if you freaking lie.
I dare you to lie.
I fucking dare you to come at me and lie about your score. You better show me a marked sheet, a marked worksheet that has a...
Dated.
And I need a signature from a witness, like a lawsuit form, like a contract.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to do all of that to send in your scores and I'll do very little with it, by all means, please send it in.
Oh, we'll do something with it.
You know what?
Piss me off.
Top score gets a Stay Spooky baby onesie.
Holy shit. Imagine a...
Cody's been vying for one of those, so...
Yeah, I've been... Imagine next week I'm just recording the podcast casually with you and I'm wearing a Stay Spooky baby onesie. Just shoulders just can't get down.
I can't handle any of this. Oh, God. On that note, because that's horrifying. Please stay spooky, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.